shall we pray?
Our blessed Father, we want to thank you for your mercy and grace, Lord, that we have enjoyed to be alive today. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your sustaining grace, your hands of blessings, your protection, Lord, your favor, your guidance, your cares, since we parted here on Sunday. Lord Jesus, we thank you for helping us in the activities of today. We have come to your house because you bid us to come. We have not come to meet man because man cannot meet our needs. It's only you that is sufficient enough to meet our needs. Though you can use man, Lord, in your own sovereignty, we are grateful. We thank you, Eternal Father, because you do your work in the way that it pleases you. And so we want to thank you for the blessings we receive in your house on Sunday, the deliverance, the healing, the lifting up of our faith, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, your faithfulness to your promise. We thank you. We are here, Lord, to receive even greater as we have come in your presence this evening. We ask that nothing will stand between us and you. Lord, that your blood, as we have heard that special song, nothing but the blood, Lord, will stand for us at this time to cleanse us from everything, Lord, that the devil might want to, Lord, accuse us of while we ask for your mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, open the windows of heaven upon us. Give us inspiration, give us revelation and faith, Lord, to be able to receive the blessings you have in store for us this evening, so that our life can be better than we came in here. That's your purpose and that's our desires. There be anybody, Lord, that is not having such purpose and desire in their heart, may you, Father, minister to them. That, Lord, before the service ends, they will have their opinion changed, that they might be partakers of the blessings. May you take all the glory, bring our brethren that are still on their way here safely. Thank you for the weather, the rain that fell, and how you caused us to stop on time. We bless your name. We ask you to help us as we enter the service, that you send your expression upon us. You send your word to heal, to deliver, and to lift up, and to be filled with your spirit once again. While we ask, Lord, you inspire us when the time of prayer, to pray over written and those of displayed on the screen. Lord, an individual request that we shall present before you. May you give us faith, Eternal Father, to believe that the prayers that we have offered unto you concerning our needs and the intercession that will go forth for our brothers and sisters, Lord, have received answers. Thank you, Father. Let it be, Eternal God, that at the end, it will, our experience will be like those coming from Emmaus. Lord God Almighty, that our hearts were burning within us while we talk along the way. Let it be, Heavenly Father, take all the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. You're welcome to the house of God, this Wednesday prayer meeting, as we open our Bible to Revelation chapter 3. We read from verse 21 to 22. In continuation with, how can I overcome? I read, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. The Lord bless the reading of his words to our hearts. You can please be seated. Praise be to God. Last time that we had opportunity to speak on this, we are trying to talk on the personal temptation. Personal temptation. We look at the case of our Lord Jesus Christ from the Seventh Church Church. Oh, the one I'm reading here is the new one that I've been paragraphed. So maybe I'll just give you a quick look at those scriptures as a way to guide you to search for them. A quick look at those scriptures. A quick look. I'm reading from paragraph 166 of the Seventh Church book. Now we are, what are we to overcome? That is the normal question to ask here. But that is not the actual thought of this verse, for it is not so much what we are to overcome, but how we are to overcome. Now that does not mean we are not going to look at what we are to overcome, because the prophet also talked about them as well. But he's saying here that even what we are to overcome, they are not important as much as how we are to overcome. What we are overcome, okay? Now, this is logical. Alright. Now, this is logical. For does it matter much what we are to overcome as long as we know how we can overcome? A quick look at those scriptures which involve the Lord Jesus overcoming will bring out the truth of this proposition. In Matthew chapter 4, wherein Jesus is tempted of the devil, overcame the personal temptation of Satan by the word. Personal temptation. And by the word only. And that's how he overcame. In each of the three major trials that corresponded exactly to the temptation of the Garden of Eden, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, according to 1 John chapter 2. See, exactly. You know, the Garden of Eden, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, Jesus overcame by the word. He fell to the personal temptation of Satan by failing to use the word. Adam fell in this direct disobedience to the word, but Jesus overcame by the word. And right now, let me say that this is the only way to be an overcomer. Also, it is the only way that you can know if you are overcoming, because that word cannot fail. Praise be to God. Personal temptation. Let me just read also from How Can I Overcome, paragraph 72. Now, in talking about this, talking about personal temptation, we have talked about the Lord Jesus Christ, the temptation, that personal temptation that came to him, that corresponded exactly to that which happened in the Garden of Eden to Eve, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So we'll be looking at overcoming yourself. Overcoming yourself. Now, paragraph 72. The prophet said the thing to overcome, the thing you have to overcome is yourself. Your idea. Your thing. And surrender yourself to him. He overcame for you. You have jumped that. He overcame for you. He knows the way we don't. Praise be to God. We will go through, we will run this down. And then we trust the Lord will help us here. And I want to read from Former and Latter Rain, preaching 1860, March 3rd. The prophet says, where we have just read, search for it, that you, the thing you have to overcome is yourself. And if it's yourself, then you have to overcome the problem of high. You being in the picture all the time. projecting yourself, showcasing yourself. You have to overcome that. And the prophet also told us further in that, that you have to overcome pride. Because the tendency of high is the same thing as pride. Trying to get yourself, you know, to come to popularity. Because the essence of high is to be known, is to be noticed. Of course, there is a way you'll be noticed that the prophet talked about here. We're going to look at it. The prophet said a good product advertises itself. Alright. Are we giving up? Okay. Are you there? Paragraph 33. Let's go over to Revelation. Jesus said himself, he that overcometh, I will give him the morning star. The Bible said that, what is it? An overcomer. One that overcomes the world. Overcome what? Self. Overcome pride. That's an overcomer. Who overcomes self. Who overcomes pride. Who overcomes the world. Of course, we know that we have dominion as Christians over sin, over the world, over the flesh, and over Satan. But it's a Christian that has dominion over those things. And the dominion is not the same thing as victory. Dominion means something different from victory. Has control over. You dominate. Dominate comes from the word dominion. You dominate. You have control. It doesn't control you. You have control over. You dominate it. Is under your control. Alright? You overcome self, overcome pride. I will make him the morning star. What does he do? I will shine him up and set him up there. By my oncoming power, will reflect my own presence. You see, hallelujah. In the darkness. If he overcomes, then he becomes the reflection of Jesus Christ. Because by the life of God that is inside of him. So it's no longer him that he will no longer project high. Who will he project? The Lord, who is the Word. He said, my overcoming power will reflect my own presence in the darkness. He that overcomes, will I give the morning star. What is the morning star set there for? To reflect the sun coming. What is the morning star? Is the sun shining against it, reflecting the presence of the coming of the sun. That's the physical morning star. The physical morning star stays in the star to reflect the coming sun. Is the one that errs, is the one that proclaims that the sun is on its way. Coming of the sun. It is the brightest thing in heaven. The brightest thing in heaven ought to be today, and is today the minister or the Christian or the spirit-filled man that is so filled with the Holy Spirit, he is forsaking the world and everything. And God is reflecting his light, coming through him, warning the world that the approaching S-O-N is at hand. Praise be to God. Yeah, because of our time, let me read this place also. 7 Churches book. You can search from "This is what happened for our redemption." That is what happened for our redemption. That is what happened for our redemption from the 7 Churches book. That is what happened for our redemption. Then you take it up. Look at us. What is our life? Just one little cell that came from our father. The female does not have the hemoglobin. She produces the egg. She is the incubator. But the blood comes from the male. That is why the woman takes the man's name. The children take his name. Hallelujah. The mother is the incubator for the children. She bears him. That is what happened for our redemption. The Holy Ghost came upon Mary and she bore a son and called him Jesus. The great creator came down and became a sacrifice for our sin. His blood was the blood of God. That is exactly what it was. That blood of God was shed and the spirit left him as he died in agony. Then the same life, that spirit, came back to indwell the repentant sinner and set him free. That sinner did not come back year after year, sacrifice after sacrifice, but there was no need. By one sacrifice, once and for all, he has been set free from the dominion of sin. You see, by one sacrifice, once and for all, he has been set free from the dominion of sin and has received the life of Christ, whereby he reigns in victory over sin, the world, the flesh, and the devil. He reigns over flesh. Alright. Right now, we reign with Christ, having dominion over sin, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Praise be to God. Now, when we talk about overcoming self, one of the things that we learned in James chapter 1 is that tongue is part of ourself. Tongue. Let's turn to James chapter 1, chapter 3. We have quite a number of scriptures we are going to read here. For you to see, part of our self is tongue. The usage of our tongue. One of the ways to overcome self is to be able to dominate your tongue. The way way our mouth runs. Reading from James chapter 1, chapter 3, from verse 1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If a man offend not in word, that same is a perfect man. Offend not in word. How does the word come? Through the mouth. Through the tongue. That man, the same is a perfect man who does not offend in word. And able also to bridle the whole body. You hear it now? If you can control your tongue, then you can have self-control. You can have dominion over yourself. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their body. Behold also, look at what James was saying there. We put a bridle in their mouth. Well, I know that many of us that are elderly here will have seen the bridle in the mouth of a horse. You see an horse rider. You will see that goes through the head like this, and there are two stripes that the rider will hold. Depending on the way the rider talks, the stripes will determine the response of the horse. It is the tongue. That thing we clip on the tongue. And that is a signal to the horse, either to run or not. If it's to hold, there's a way they will hold it, that the horse will remain on the spot. That's what it's telling us. And behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body by the bridling of their mouth. Behold also the sheep, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listed. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. And the tongue is a fire.
The tongue is a fire, a world of righteousness, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and set it on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and serpents and things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. No man can tame that tongue on his own. There's only one thing that can tame that tongue. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Tongue. Therewith we bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and curses. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Ought not so to be. Though the fountain send forth at the same time sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear only berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man and a dude with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Praise be to God. 1 Peter chapter 2. Then we wrapped it up by reading some quotes here. I'm reading from paragraph 18. Servants, be subject to your masters. 1 Peter chapter 2. With all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankful, is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereto we were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Chapter 3, reading from verse 8. Finally, be ye of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that ye were dear to God, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Psalm 19, verse 8, verse 14. It is written, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Proverbs 11. Sorry. We don't know whether this is proverb or not. Let me just read it. You can get it. I didn't remember to put the reference there. I said, I will take it to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. That should be Proverbs. Let me repeat that. I said, I will take it to my waist that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Proverbs 11. Okay, were you able to get it? God bless you. That's Psalm 39. Okay. Proverbs 11, verse 9. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyed his neighbor. You have to call him hypocrite. And why is he an hypocrite? And in the world of Yoruba, an hypocrite is a man to fi ejesinu to tutu funfun sita. He greets you, but right inside of his or her heart is something else. He greets you as a brother, talks to you as a brother, but behind you is something else. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyed his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Proverbs 13 verse 3. Excuse me. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Proverbs 21 verse 3 and verse 23 is the same thing. It's the same thing with what you read in paragraph in Proverbs 13. He said, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Because the man will run him into trouble. The man will run that into problem. The first one we read, verse 3 of Proverbs 13 says, He that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Not just to open the lips like this. It's rubbish to come out from that from those lips. Things that are unscriptural. That's when we have destruction. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. We're talking about overcoming self. And tongue is part of self. And as we have read in James, telling us that if a man is able to bridle the tongue, he's a perfect man. If he does not offend in words, he's a perfect man. Now, I want to read from Luke chapter 6. Chapter 6. Okay, the same. You could read Matthew 12, 34, or Luke 6, 45. He's saying the same thing. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now, what we are read here, this scripture is giving you an understanding that what will run a man into trouble. We are not talking about, preaching the truth and people hate you. Just like it happened to Brother Abraham, it happened to the apostles, it happened to John the Baptist, where he said he had to suffer the cut of his head. We are not talking about that. The mouth is not saying evil. The mouth is there is no where righteousness is spoken, people hate it. But here the Bible is talking about the misuse of our mouth. Not being able to say the right thing. Without not having dominion over the tongue. And the reason such individual does not have dominion over the tongue and what comes out is evil in the sight of God is because right in the heart of that person, what is coming out from the mouth is what is in the heart. From out of the abundance of what is in the heart, the mouth will speak. If righteousness is in the heart, the mouth will speak righteousness. If evil is in the heart, evil will come out of the mouth. James told us, he said, good and bad cannot come out of the same fountain. From the heart of man, good and bad cannot come out. It can't come out. We have to overcome that. Praise be to God. Alright. Let me. Proverbs 16:23 says, he said, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and hardeth learning to his lips. In other words, from his heart, there's a good thing there. Is a good thing in his heart, that wise man. And that's a Christian. He has good thing because no matter how much a man tries to control his mouth, it is what is in the heart that will come out. He cannot help it because he can't breathe with it. He has no control according to James. He can't control that tongue. He will say what is there. And if it is evil that is in the heart, because it's a propeller, that propeller will propel it. That mouth will run. He will say it. And if it's righteousness, that mouth will run it. He will say it. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Alright, let's read.
Have you read? Have you displayed the art of the wise?
Okay, we have just concluded. All right.
Now, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Paragraph 85. Because we are in the last days, where the Bible exhorts or exhorted us much more as we see that they are approaching to love one another with Christian love and divine love, to assemble ourselves together in heavenly places and Christ Jesus and love one another. This will all men know that you are my disciples when you have loved one for the other. That is right. Stay right together. If the brother you think is a little wrong, or the sister, say, Lord, don't let me never have the root of bitterness spring up, because it will affect him and it will take the Christ right out of my life. That poison acid of malice and jealousy and hatred, that will just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. It will run him from the tabernacle here. It will kill the Spirit of God or drive it away from here. He can't kill the Spirit of God. He only, the prophet told us that the Spirit of God is timid. He will not be present where such is taking place. It will take him away from here, hurt your pastor. It will do everything, see? Don't you do that. You just wax that much closer together. Take the buckle, as the brother testifies, the minister here the other night, and have a buckle, seen it in the vision, just that buckle on the whole armor of God. Just pull it on. Tight, tighty. Hop. Move right up closer to one another. Love one another anyhow. Talk nice about one another. Say nice things about one another. Then God will bless you. And finally, from who is this Melchizedek? Paragraph 71. The way to overcome. But look, when this body receives the Spirit of God, when this body receives the Spirit of God, the immortal life inside of you, it throws this body in subjection to God. Hallelujah. That is the way to tame the tongue. That's the way the mouth can be tamed, is when the Spirit of God comes into your body. It will quicken the mortal body. It will quicken it to God's word. It will activate it to God's word. It will bring a subject to what the word of God says. You see, it throws this body in subjection to God. Hallelujah. That is born of God. He that is born of God does not commit sin. He cannot sin. That's Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. They walk not after the flesh. The flesh runs them out. The flesh controls the mouth. Now, we are talking, mouth is one of the senses of the body. You know that. Is that correct? Yeah. It's one of the senses of the body. Taste. But the same mouth we use to communicate. Therefore, there is no condemnation to death and in Christ Jesus. They walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There you are. See, that throws your body subject. And that is the way to overcome ourselves. Is when the Spirit of God comes inside of us. The Lord bless you. Let's bow down our heads and talk to the Lord. Overcoming personal temptation. The other time I said it, you will hear with the sense of hearing information. You will see with your eyes. You will see and gather information. Your flesh will tell you information. Your mind will receive information. Yes. But your mind will speak it. And all that is in your heart will be expressed by your mouth.
Shall we talk to God? Do you have control over yourself? Have you overcome the problem of eye? Have you overcome the problem of tongue? And it is the Holy Spirit that overcomes it. See, the prophet called it that they walk not after the flesh. The flesh, and there are works of the flesh. God bless you, sir. There are works of the flesh. Let's touch ourselves. This is God's spiritual clinic. Let's talk to the Lord.
Jesus Christ's name we pray. I want to invite the pastor to come and pray for us. If you have any requests in response to this little exhortation, you want the Lord to help you, you can signify by raising your hand.
Father, we are very grateful to you for a portion of the message of our day that you have just delivered unto us. Dear Master, overcoming personal temptations, you have shown us example. Though you have all power both in heaven and on earth at your disposal, it is not just reach out and bind Satan. All you just did was to use the word to overcome him. And your prophet said that is a perfect example. Our Master and our God, we are praying and asking, O God, as we travel through this life journey, Lord, may we not depend upon our ability as human beings. May we not depend upon our knowledge. May we not depend upon nothing else. May we depend upon you. May we just obey simple instructions that you can come and indwell us and live your life through us, O God. Because your word says we should allow the word of God to dwell in us richly, that our conversation will be admonition to each other, as it becometh the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Answer up everywhere, whatsoever those requests are. They might differ from person to person. Some might be asking for physical, spiritual, material, financial needs, whatsoever. Lord, we are all looking unto you to be the supplier of our needs. Don't pass any of us by, Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. We want to be true representative of you on the surface of this earth. You are the only one that can equip us, like your word has taught us, that you call a man to anything, whether a Christian or a minister, you equip him completely to represent you. Help us, O Father. Bless your servant that you have you replenishing for the virtue that has left him. Now it's coming to general that all of us has to pray over the written requests of those that are existing. Father, inspire us and grant us auction. May we pray as we commence your sons and your daughters. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. We thank the Lord for his goodness to us. You believe God has answered your prayers? He promised to answer our prayers, and he cannot fail. He's a faithful Father. Let us sing from 1-2. We are a crown, before I hand over to the pastor.
Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? Oh, how shall I fear to own his cause, or blush to speak his name? To soul, oh, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. When the battle is over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown. Oh, wear a crown. We're bright and shining crown. Hallelujah, when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Cause I declare to the skies on cloud. to win the prize and sail through bloody sea. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, a crown. Oh, wear a crown, wear a crown. Wear a bright and shining crown. Hallelujah. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Oh, are there no foes for me to fear? Must I not stand afloat? Be this my word, I pray to Christ to to God. Oh, and when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown.
There you see, it stands there left. Come on, let's see God. Sure. More try. Some of us in Facebook, and their birthday, I think they might want to postpone it to Sunday for the birthday song. So, though I will not be here with you on Sunday, because I'll be traveling to my village tomorrow, since I lost my junior brother, I have not been to the village. I just look at the calendar and find out that if I don't go this week, I know. Go until December. And they were burying him. No, they're going to bury him on maybe around October. So, sister, personally, I say happy birthday to you. And I wish you the riches of God, blessings. And may the Lord prepare you, prepare all of us for that place where we will not be singing happy birthday. Because in that place, we will not be counting days, weeks, months, and years. Amen? May none of us miss that place. We want to humbly welcome Sister Adunowo tonight to our midst. I don't know. As much as I look at the audience, I didn't see her until the little note came. I can see her at the corner right there. God bless you, Mama. You are welcome. Yeah, God bless you, Mama. We are very happy to have you around. Please carry our greetings to Papa. Blessed be his holy name. Amen and amen. And shall we just bow our heads? And our blessed Father, we humbly approach the throne of mercy again tonight. Lord, with all humility, Lord, knowing very well, O God, that we have not contributed nothing to the work of our salvation. It is a gift of God we are made to know. Father, we just appreciate you. We thank you for Calvary, for it was at that place you broke the backbone of Satan. That was the place where the sick question was settled once and for all. Lord, we are very grateful. We are so thankful. And today, your word can describe us as people that have dominion over sin, have dominion over the flesh, have dominion over the world, and have dominion over Satan. Father, we are very, very grateful unto you for this highly exalted position that you have put us in. No wonder you said we are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. You describe us as a city that is built on top of a hill that cannot be hid. Father, may we never come short of that in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Master and our God, we want to remember the bride in all the nations of the world. Lord Jesus, you know all about her. Before the foundation of the world, you foreknew her and you have ordained her to be members of that bride. Our Master and our God, whatever she lack, may you supply, Lord. Perfect all of us, O God, and make us ready, Lord, for the glorious rapture that lays ahead of us, O God. We thank you for the last messenger with the last message. We thank you for the revelation of your message for our day. We are very grateful. We are so thankful. You have taught us, O God, he that is spiritual judgeth all things, and himself is judge of no man. Because who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? You said we have the mind of Christ. Thank you, our Father. We are very grateful. We appreciate you, Lord. May your name be praised, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. As many as are sick among the bride, Lord, your prophet told us, as sick we cannot put in our best in your service. Lord, we just pray that your grace will reach down unto every sick person. Lord, take away unbelief, take away doubt, anoint your people with faith that they can reach out and claim healing, which was graciously provided for us already at the weeping post. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We remember your servants, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, men that you have raised up, anointed, and set forth, Lord, to minister to your children, to teach them, O God, your word, to correct them, Lord, for the work of the ministry, Lord, for their perfection, O God, our Master and our God. We pray that you continue to lift up the horn of their ministry, so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We remember your servant, Brother Odili. May you be with him. Continue to inspire him and anoint him and grant him unction and to minister your word unto your people. Lord, may the food and the water he be exposed to wherever he travel to, may they be conducive to his body. Whenever he be coming back as usual, please, Master, bring him back safely unto us, O God. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. For granting these petitions. Your servant that you have graciously used the gate tonight as usual, we pray you replenish him for the virtue that has left him. Thank you, Father. So we shall dismiss and leave the auditorium, but know your presence. May your presence accompany each and every one of us back to our homes. Protect us on the byway and on the highway. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. For granting these petitions. Thank you very much, O God, for your protection, that when the armed robbers came to our area, Lord, it was you that exempted us, O God, from being attacked by those people. Father, we are very grateful. We continue to put our trust, our confidence in you, because you have said, they that put their trust in you will never be put to shame. Thank you, righteous Father. Thank you, because in all their operation, it did not cost one life. Thank you for the people that were beaten. Thank you for their properties, some of them that were taken. We just pray, oh God, it shows how far man has left you. Oh, for man to sit down in his house and devise means, get weapons to come and attack innocent people in their sleepy place. The situation in this country affects everybody. Oh, Master, why should the devil do that? It shows, oh God, that this kingdom truly is ruled by the devil. Hide us under the blood, where the enemy can do us no harm, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. By whichever means we are going back home, maybe a public transport, private vehicles, those who we tread because their houses are closed by, take everybody home safely, is our prayers, Lord. Thank you, Father. All the redemptive blessings that you have graciously purchased and made available for us to believe and purchase and possess and enjoy, may we never come short of any, Lord. You say you wish we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospered. You shed your blood to cleanse our souls so that you can come and live in us that our soul might prosper. You receive stripes upon your body for the healings of our body, that our body might prosper in health. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord, for granting these petitions, because we have asked them all with all faith at us given in Jesus' most wonderful name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, church. Reach out, shake one another, and say shalom. Shalom, my brother, shalom. Oh, thank you. God bless you, my brother. Shalom, ekushego. Praise be to God. We have a Togolese minister coming to us on Sunday. Brother Franklin called me to say that he has a visiting minister in Togolese who will be willing to come and minister to us. I told you where we can have him on Sunday. I don't know how he operates, whether he be able to take the Sunday school, the morning and evening service. I don't know. So we'll find that out. Whichever way he falls, bear in mind you are receiving a minister on Sunday. They are supposed to drop in with me on Saturday in preparation for the Sunday. Since I'll be going out, I think he'll be dropped with our precious brother Sam on Saturday. He'll be ministering to you. Pray along with him that his ministration will be a blessing to every one of us. You know, you are used to every one of us. You are used to me. You are used to Brother Adeumi. You are used to Brother Sam, Brother Adejiji, Brother Joseph. I simply used to everyone. But this is somebody coming fresh. You have never heard him preach before. The more is it why you must pray. Say, God, let him talk about me. Let him mention my name if possible. Because the Bible says it is those that God loves that he chastises. You that fear hard sermons, you are not very free with evangelists. You should have a rethink, because your action is contrary to the message. Amen? Your answer is not scriptural. I do quote in recent times, the Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, or to righteousness, so that the people of God might be perfect. Right there, here, so. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. May God help us. If you fail to correct your children, you say, hey, don't touch him, don't do this, you will spoil the child. That's what the Bible says. No more now. If you don't apply anger to it. If you and then you started using leg, you know that a shooty wally, you know that kind of thing. We believe in correcting our children. If I tell you the way I was beaten when I was small, because I was very stubborn. I was a fighter. Hardly a day will go by to one Igbomowa, Silewa, or Motimolu. In most cases, they are my mates. May God help us. You see, if you were not really lost, you don't know what salvation is. It is where you. I remember the encounter I had before I left home. When I was 17, I was in a stream. A girl came, a mature girl. I didn't know anything about woman. She was playing with me. I didn't know. This is me. All I know is fight. She just makes some comments, funny. It is later I got to know it was just playing with me. And I did. The slap I gave her, all my fingers were on her face. When we say God give total deliverance, we know what we are talking of. God bless you. May God totally deliver us. The prophet said you cannot be saved as sinner. He says either you are a sinner or you are a saint. Amen. God help us. Shall we rise on our feet? It was at the cross where I first saw the light. The body of my heart. At the cross, where I fall, saw the light, and the body of my heart rolled away. Saw the light.